Business leaders gathered in downtown Los Angeles to hear the economic forecast delivered by Dr. Robert Kleinhens, chief economist at the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation. The focus of attention today was tourism and hospitality. Dr. Kleinhens joins us live now here in the KNX Business Hour. Thank you so much for being with us, and take it from the top. Tell us what you told the business leaders in the audience today.
Well, when we look at the local economy, we're looking at an uptick in activity over the next couple of years, driven in part by faster growth nationally. We expect the U.S. economy to grow by about 3% this year and next. The unemployment rate will come down. Most industries will be adding jobs. So this is all good news at the national level, but that trickles down into the local sector, where we expect to see broad-based job gains led by healthcare, professional and business services, construction, private education. This will bring the unemployment rate down in Los Angeles County from what was almost 13% 4 years ago to under 8% in 2015.
And we were reminded today that the Great Recession ended, what, nearly six full years ago now. Have we recovered everything that was lost back during those dark days?
Well, it's a good question, and it's important for us to see how far we've come. So at the national level, we recovered all the jobs that were lost during the Great Recession as of May 2014. By June, the state of California had done so. L.A. County is a little bit behind that curve, but sometime in 2015, we expect to hit that milestone and then continue to add jobs.
All right, and one of the bright spots locally, of course, is the tourism and hospitality industry, which was spotlighted today. Tell us about the importance of tourism and hospitality to the L.A. economy.
Well, at the LAEDC, we distinguish between industries that generate income for the local economy and those that sort of recirculate income once it's been earned. Tourism and hospitality is one industry that is an income-generating industry, a so-called traded industry. It's very important to the local economy. The L.A. Convention and Tourism Bureau has set a goal of reaching 50 million visitors by the year 2020, and we are setting new record highs or have set new record highs over the last couple of years in terms of visitor counts. We have a long road to get to that 50 million. We heard many people on panels speak today about how we're going to get there with improvements at LAX, with improvements to the convention center, adding new hotel rooms, and so many other aspects of the local economy that need improvement in order to hit that goal.
And, of course, of great interest, real estate here in Southern California. Give us an update on your expectation for real estate prices and sales for this year.
So the short answer to that question is that we expect to see price appreciation in 2015 and in 2016, really because we've got households that are in much better shape financially and economically at this time compared to the last couple of years. They'll be able to take advantage of low interest rates, but importantly, we see that millennials should become a bigger part of the housing picture over the next couple of years, both in terms of rentals and owner-occupied housing. It's a large population segment, and the oldest millennials who are in their early 30s who may have had some of these life cycle decisions postponed because of the recession are in a position now to be a part of that housing market. So we see improvement on the demand side there. We also see that households that may have lost their home due to foreclosure during the downturn have gone through that seven-year period where they rebuild their credit, and now many of them are in a position to become homeowners again. So that looks good. On the supply side, we see construction on the upswing.
All right, and before I let you go, of course, the news broke on that ExxonMobil refinery while we were while you were giving your presentation today. Tell us about how these lower gas prices and up till now have been impacting the consumer here in Southern California.
The lower gas prices, without a doubt, are good for households in the sense that the less money they have to spend to get around town by filling their tank means that they have more money to spend elsewhere. That hasn't quite shown up in the official numbers yet when we look at consumer spending, but I think it will eventually show up, and it does appear as though we'll be looking at low gas prices and low oil prices for about another 2 or 3 years. That is to say, lower than the $100 threshold that we sort of have become accustomed to over the last few years. It's tough on the oil industry. We've seen them cut back their oil exploration and investment in product, in extraction and so on, exploration. So it's going to be a few tough years for the industry. The increase in prices of gasoline of all types in the last couple of weeks owes in part to refineries that are going through their late winter or winter and early spring retooling, cleaning up, and then shifting over to the summer gas that we use during the summertime.
Dr. Robert Kleinhans, Chief Economist at the Kaiser Center for Economic Research at the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation, thank you very much for joining us live this afternoon here in the KNX Business Hour.